when we recite morning and evening ceremonies in front of the Buddha and Bodhisattva images, it is just as if we were vowing to abide by their teachings right in their presence. Morning recitation acts as a reminder, preventing us from forgetting the Buddha's teachings and reminding us to act accordingly in the course of the day. Evening recitation is a reflection of the day's practice, checking to see if we acted according to the Buddha's teachings. If we did, then we can work even harder next time. If not, then we need to reform, seeking to renew ourselves each day. Only by practicing in this way can true benefits be attained. Morning and evening ceremonies are the most basic practices in learning Buddhism. It is necessary to remind ourselves each day and reflect and reform. One who wishes to become a student of the Buddha can first learn from Maitreya Bodhisattva, better known in America as the Happy Buddha. Maitreya Bodhisattva represents the most basic conditions necessary to become a Buddhist: a smiling face and a big heart, represented by his big belly. All the Buddha images serve to remind us of the teachings and are not idols or gods of worship. The Happy Buddha teaches us to give rise to a non-discriminating mind and to be happy, thus being able to enter the Buddha way. The content of the Buddha's teachings is infinitely profound and vast. One is unable to speak of it all, for the essence of it is unfathomable. Understanding it can bring great help to our living, work, and interacting with all people, matters, and affairs. Buddhism truly surpasses the boundaries of nationality, race, and religion. It encompasses everything. The Buddha's teaching is truly a perfectly complete education. Chapter 4, Taking Refuge in the Triple Jewels. Taking refuge means to return and rely. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we are returning from our deluded state of mind and relying upon an awakened, enlightened mind. When we take refuge in the Dharma, we are returning from deviant views and relying upon proper views and understanding. When we take refuge in the Sangha, we are returning from pollution and disharmony and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony. We will attain purity, equality, honesty, freedom, compassion, and overall true happiness. The Buddha Jewel. Buddha is a Sanskrit word meaning awareness and enlightenment. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we vow to return from blind faith and delusion and rely upon understanding and awareness as a way of life. Images of the Buddha serve as a reminder for us to practice awareness and understanding. They are not objects of worship. Prostrating and showing respect towards these images are only ways to counter arrogance and to cultivate humility. This is taking refuge in the Buddha. the Dharma Jewel. Dharma means proper understanding and views. Delusion has obstructed us from seeing the true face of people and the reality behind matters and objects. This has caused us to look at life and the universe in a distorted and deviant way. When delusion is cleared and our minds are pure to an extent, we give rise to wisdom. With wisdom, we are able to see all people and matters completely and clearly. When our hearts are pure, we can see the past, present, and future. Only when we have clearly seen the whole can our viewpoint and understanding be considered proper. The Buddha's mind is pure, without the slightest pollution, and therefore sees everything clearly and entirely. We can rely upon the sutras, recorded teachings of the Buddha, because they speak entirely of the truths the Buddha has seen. They teach and show us the way to attain purity of mind, to see life and the universe most clearly, and become just like the Buddhas. When we encounter sutras, we should immediately bring forth a mind of respect and remind ourselves to cultivate right understanding and views. This is taking refuge in the Dharma. The Sangha Jewel. Sangha means purity and harmony. Today's world is filled with pollution. Pollution of mind, spirit, views, and body. Even the earth and the atmosphere are hazardly polluted. The Buddha taught, quote, "The environment changes according to the mind." End quote. We should return from all these pollutions and rely upon purity of mind. Purity of mind is the key to saving our earth. There is also great disharmony in our world today, among spouses, families, friends, societies, and countries, which has brought us much suffering and many disasters. The Buddha taught us to rely upon the six principles of living in harmony to establish harmonious relationships between others and ourselves. Sangha also refers to a group of four or more persons who practice the Buddha's teachings and abides by the six principles of living in harmony. This includes the left-home people we may encounter. When we see left-home people, we should immediately give rise to a mind of purity and harmony. This is taking refuge in the Sangha. The Three Refuges. To the Buddha, I return and rely. Returning from delusions and relying upon awareness and understanding. To the Dharma, I return and rely. Returning from erroneous views and relying upon proper views and understanding. To the Sangha, I return and rely. Returning from pollution and disharmony, and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of harmony. Chapter 5. How Homemakers Can Cultivate the Bodhisattva Way in Everyday Life. It must be very tiresome to do the same kind of work every day, and especially so for homemakers. It seems as if one cannot be free from household chores for a single day. and many are greatly troubled by their duties. However, if we can learn to change our way of looking at things, we will be able to perform our duties with great joy. Much of the problem is that ordinary people are very much attached to the self. They think, "I am doing all this work. Poor me, I'm so tired. Why should I do this for them?" The more they think this way, the more afflicted they become. If we were to learn the Bodhisattva way, the way of understanding and enlightenment, and vow to universally help all living beings, then our viewpoint would be very different. In following the Bodhisattva path, the first thing we learn is the practice of giving. By serving the family at home, the homemaker Bodhisattva is already cultivating giving. Giving includes the giving of wealth, of teaching, and of fearlessness. The giving of wealth can be divided into outer wealth and inner wealth. For example, outer wealth refers to making money for our family and providing the means for living. Inner wealth refers to using our physical energy and wisdom to support our family. So the practice of giving can be completed perfectly at home. When we do our housework with care and organize our home to be clean and neat, this is bringing comfort to the family and admiration from our neighbors. This is cultivating the practice of precept observation. Abiding by precepts simply means abiding by rules. Rules of the country, society, and family. And doing everything in an organized and proper way. Endurance in doing our chores without complaint or fatigue is cultivating the practice of patience. In seeking improvement every day, hoping that tomorrow's attainment will exceed that of today's, is cultivating the practice of diligence. In performing one's various duties daily, but still maintaining a pure and undiluted heart, is cultivating the practice of concentration in purity of mind, being apart from discriminating thoughts and attachments. From within purity of mind, one will give rise to wisdom and will be filled with inner peace and happiness. This is cultivating the practice of wisdom. Thus, with true understanding, we will discover that these six principles cultivated by bodhisattvas, giving, precept observation, patience, diligence, concentration in purity of mind, and wisdom, can be practiced to perfection in the everyday acts of dusting, sweeping, washing, and cooking. Once we have performed our duties well, we become role models for homemakers all over the world and an example for all families to follow. Thus, not only can we help our neighbors, but extended, we can influence society, the country, and even the world in a positive way. From this, we can see that in dusting, sweeping, washing, and cooking, a homemaker bodhisattva is actually carrying out the great vow of helping all living beings. This is truly being a student of the Buddha. So if we can contemplate our duties as described above, we will be filled with peace and happiness in our work. How then could anything trouble us? The most important factor in learning and cultivating the Buddha's teachings is that one be able to practice them in everyday life. If not, then studying the Buddha's teachings will be meaningless. Understanding this, we would be able to practice the six principles cultivated by bodhisattvas at our work and office. A bodhisattva, in all walks of life, whether appearing as a man, woman, elder, or child, cultivates by living up to his or her own responsibilities. Cultivation and living are one. This is the life of enlightened beings. Chapter 6. Selected Passages from Living Buddhism. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. We do not worship the Buddha. We respect him as a teacher. His teachings enable us to leave suffering and attain true happiness. It is best to treat all people with respect and sincerity. Being responsible for our actions and careful when handling others' property. Be conservative with speech and actions to avoid harming others. It is best to show our gratitude to those who have shown us kindness, such as parents, teachers, and even society. Everyone in society is interdependent and interrelated. We can practice good deeds to repay them. How many people recognize the kindness shown by their parents? Usually, people do not realize until they themselves become parents or lose their parents. We can show our gratitude through practicing filial piety by being responsible, considerate, and compliant to our parents. To be a poor, content, and happy person is better than being one who is rich, worried, and afflicted with greed. Buddhism is a teaching which shows us how to live a happy, fulfilling, and content life. True love is undiscriminating, unattaching, and unconditional. We can share this love with all beings. It is called compassion. If we wish to bring peace to the world, we start by changing our erroneous ways. World peace starts from inner peace. Our goal in studying the Buddha's teachings and in cultivation is to attain complete understanding of life and the universe. Be considerate and kind in your speech. To put down another person is only proving our own arrogance and lack of self-confidence to others. Life is short and fragile. Why not cultivate kindness instead of committing acts which cause harm to living beings and oneself? Cultivating virtue is to keep a kind heart, speak kind words, and do kind acts to benefit others. Wise people do not harbor feelings of gain or loss. In this way, they constantly dwell in the joy of possessing great peace of mind. The point of practicing giving and charity is to forsake greed, anger, ignorance, and arrogance. When helping others, we think about benefiting the entire society, or even the world, instead of limiting our help to just those we love. Expanding the boundaries of our care for others makes our lives more meaningful, full of freedom and happiness. The Buddha's teachings are a teaching of wisdom. Living Buddhism is to fill our lives with utmost wisdom and happiness. In all circumstances, we first reflect upon ourselves. Confucius once said, quote, "Do not give to others what you yourself do not desire." End quote. This is teaching us to keep a humane and sincere heart. If we want others to smile at us, we first smile at others. In dealing with matters, we do not seek personal gain, but work for the public welfare. A true cultivator does not see the faults of others. When we think of others' faults, it becomes our own affliction. Everyone has their good and bad sides. But we need to learn to look at the good points of others and strive to respect all beings. Dedication of Merit. May the merit and virtues accrued from this work adorn the Buddha's Pure Land, repaying the four kinds of kindness above, and relieving the sufferings of those in the three paths below. May those who see and hear of this all bring forth the heart of understanding and live the teachings for the rest of this life, then be born together in a land of ultimate bliss. Namo Amitabha.